Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectors Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectors Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 11, lows of 6. Tuesday, we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 11, lows of 7. Wednesday, we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 11, lows of 6. Thursday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 11, lows of 8. And Friday, we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs of 10, lows of 6. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, major work to strengthen the 7-metre high wall that supports the highway at Hope Road in Shanklin has now been completed by Island Roads. The project addresses erosion at the base of the wall that has been caused by groundwater. The remedial scheme has involved the construction of new concrete foundations supported on a series of piles that have been drilled into the ground at the base of the wall. Slope netting installed to help support the topsoil on the bank will allow vegetation to take hold and to add support to help reduce future erosion at the base of the wall. The project was undertaken after routine inspections following the removal of vegetation revealed some hollowing out of the foundations caused by the process of groundwater erosion. Madeline Cluett, Island Roads geotechnical engineer, says, "It was a complex project in some ways, not least because we had to erect a scaffolding structure in order to accommodate the drilling rig needed for the piling, but we have managed to complete within the target 10 weeks and have also avoided the need for any long road closure, which will be a relief to the local community given recent essential work in this area." Meanwhile, Carisbrook College has been praised this week by Ofsted inspectors for not letting the COVID lockdown affect pupils' education. Following a remote inspection last month, which was conducted due to the school's requires improvement Ofsted rating, inspectors found Carisbrook and its leaders were taking effective action to provide education in the current circumstances. At the time of the inspection, at the start of February, only a tenth of pupils were being educated on site, with most pupils engaging consistently well at home, learning the same as those pupils physically attending school. Inspector Matthew Haynes said the school had maintained the momentum of improvement since the previous inspection, demonstrating its ambition and determination to make sure pupils receive a good education despite the challenges in the last year. Finally, the Isle of Wight Council's leader has called plans for the regeneration of Dinosaur Isle a Disneyland opportunity, with the potential for a brand new theme park to open on the Isle of Wight in just 2 years' time. It has been revealed that the proposals for the Sandown seafront site are being scaled up and will cost an investor significantly more than £33 million and potentially opening as soon as spring 2023. Councillor Dave Stewart said it was a fantastic opportunity for the island, which he described as a Disneyland opportunity for a dinosaur park. He said a lot of people have an affinity to this location. If all works well, we can see some great success in a town that needs and deserves regeneration. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. 14th of March 1897 was the birth date of Albert Einstein, the most influential physicist of the 20th century. After graduating, Einstein quickly became well known and received a Nobel Prize for Physics in 1922. Einstein published multiple groundbreaking scientific papers over the course of his life and was the creator of the famous equation E equals mc², which shows how much energy can be acquired from matter. The 15th of March 44 BC was when Roman leader Julius Caesar was assassinated. This happened shortly after the Roman Senate declared him supreme leader for life. Some senators that were against this decided to have Caesar killed so Rome would not be ruled by a tyrant. The assassination triggered a civil war that resulted in the Roman Republic turning into the Roman Empire. The 18th of March 1858 was the birth date of Rudolf Diesel, who invented the efficient diesel engine. Rudolf wanted to become an engineer as a child and graduated at the top of his class in 1873. He decided to try to make an engine that was more efficient than the steam engine, which was very inefficient. His experiments eventually succeeded, although some test models exploded in his face. In 1913, he disappeared from his cabin on a ship that was travelling to London and was never seen again. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays. Although a lot can be said about the importance of hard work to remain productive, this day is the opposite. Goof Off Day, celebrated on 22nd of March, reminds hard workers that there is a time for everything, including a time for doing nothing at all, even for a whole day. Melba toast is a wonderful treat as it can be enjoyed in so many different ways, with fruit, jam or peanut butter, and its flavour complements anything you put on it. Melba Toast Day, observed on 23rd of March, celebrates this delightful little treat and all the things it can become with a little creativity. Waffle Day, celebrated on 25th of March, commemorates a food that is crispy outside with a doughy centre, covered in powdered sugar, syrup or jam. It is impossible to understand its significance unless you have tried one, so it's time to celebrate Waffle Day. And finally, there seems to be a holiday for just about everything. So if you ever wonder whether or not you can make your own holiday, then the answer is yes. Make Up Your Own Holiday Day, celebrated on 26th of March, is a holiday created to encourage people to do so. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Anna Todd, who's a novelist, born in 1989, is 32. Emma Willis, who's a TV actress, born in 1976, is 45. And Steve McFadden, who's a soap opera actor, born in 1959, who's 62. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is sanguine, S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E. It's an adjective which means optimistic or positive, especially in an apparently bad or difficult situation. But it can also refer to a deep red-brown crayon or pencil containing iron oxide. It originated from Middle English from the Old French word sanguine, which means blood red. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. In I Love White News this week, Whitelink has announced that it will be changing its car ferry timetables from Monday 29th of March 2021 in anticipation of increased demand for travel in April. As a result of the lockdown easing, the Fishbourne Portsmouth route will increase to an hourly service 7 days a week with the usual nighttime sailings. Furthermore, sailings will resume at weekends on the Yarmouth-Lymington route, but the timetable will continue to be a 2-hourly service until further notice. Whitelink has not set a date for the return of the Rydpia Head Portsmouth Harbour Fastcat service, which remains suspended. The Cross Solent operator says this is because very few foot passengers are travelling at present. The passenger service will start again when there is greater demand, with some suggestion it could be late April or even May before it returns. Keith Greenfield, chief executive, says, "We are pleased to increase the numbers of sailings on both our car ferry routes, including the resumption of weekend services between Lymington and Yarmouth, as restrictions start to be lifted." Meanwhile, 6 months of works at St George's Way in Newport are underway. Not only does it mean diversions for motorists, but also changes to where islanders can catch taxis and buses from. Some Vectis had been using Church Lytton to depart from due to social distancing measures in place at Newport's bus station. But with the Isle of Wight Council now needing the road as a diversion route, some routes have been moved to South Street. This includes routes 5, 7, 12 and 38. From today there will be further changes. Traffic will not be able to come from Pan or Furlongs onto St George's Way. A one-way system will also come into place past Church Lytton and South Street. And finally, the virtual duck race in aid of the charity Aspire Ride is back for 2021. Under strict COVID-19 safety conditions, 1,000 plastic ducks will race to the finish line, and it will all be shown on the charity's Facebook page on Easter Sunday, April 4th. Buy ducks online for £1 each via totalgiving.co.uk/mypage/duckrace. All money raised will support Aspire Ride, which has been working through the coronavirus pandemic to collect prescriptions, deliver food and support lonely islanders. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.